respected viewers, this is an account of a nation called People of Ad. They lived at a place called Ahqaf, which is a vast desert situated between Oman and Hadramaut. Oman also exists today, whereas Hadramaut is a city of Yemen, so they are situated in a vast desert where they lived. These people were idol worshippers and they were very vicious and sinful. Allah Azza wa Jal sent his Nabi Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam to guide these people. But they refuted him due to their arrogance and viciousness and remained stuck with their unbelief. Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam repeatedly admonished these deviant people of the divine torment. They said to their Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam very disrespectfully and fearlessly that, and these words are also mentioned in Quran, "Have you come to us in order that we worship only one Allah and abandon those whom our ancestors worshipped? So bring upon us what you promise us, i.e. the punishment, if you are truthful." That is how they would treat Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And they would say, "The punishment you talk about, let it come to us." Finally, the signs of divine torment became apparent. There was no rain for 3 years. Famine prevailed everywhere. Conditions became so worse that the people were dying for a single grain. It was a common tradition in those days that in case of sufferings, they would supplicate near the sacred Kaaba in the holy Mecca, and thus they would be blessed with the relief. Therefore, a group of people went to Mecca. Within this delegation, there was a person called Masrad bin Saad, who was a believer, but he had not disclosed his faith. When these people started supplicating in Kaaba, the faith and spiritual enthusiasm of Masrad bin Saad bubbled over. He said in an emotional outburst to people, "O my people, no matter you make millions of supplications, I swear by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal that the rain will not shower until you don't embrace faith in your Nabi Hud alayhi salam." When Sayyidina Mas'ud bin Sa'd revealed his faith, the mischievous people of Ad beat him, separated him, and resumed praying. That time, Allah Azza wa Jal sent 3 clouds. One was white, one was red, and one was black. A voice was heard from the skies, "O people of Ad, you may choose 1 cloud among these 3 clouds for you." Options were black, red, or white. 3 colors. They opted for the black cloud, assuming that the black cloud will bring about a lot of rain. The black cloud started moving towards the village. The people of Ad became very happy to see the black cloud. They were happy because they thought this cloud will come and they will have so much rain, which will end the drought and bring prosperity. Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam even warned them there too. Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam said, "O my people, witness that the torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla is approaching you in the form of a cloud." But these transgressors refuted their Nabi alayhi salam and said, "What type of torment and where from?" هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا This is mentioned in Holy Quran what they said. "It's a cloud which is coming to provide us rain." The cloud was approaching continuously towards the village from the west, and all of a sudden a storm blew up from that cloud. This windstorm was so violent that it would throw away camels along with their riders from one place to another. It became more violent soon and it uprooted the trees. Upon seeing this, the people of Ad confined them in the stone-craved palaces and made the doors shut. However, the storm was so fierce that it did not only uproot the doors but also caused wreckage of the palaces. This windstorm sustained for 7 nights and 8 days, killed each and every individual of the people of Ad. Not even a single child of these people could survive. When the storm ended, the corpse of the people of Ad were lying over the ground like a date palm tree fell uprooted. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in Holy Quran, Part 29, Surah Al-Haqqa, verse from 6 to 9. As far as the tribe of Ad, they were destroyed by a severe thundering windstorm. He, Allah, forced it upon them with strength, consecutively for 7 nights and 8 days. So, listeners, if you were there, you would have seen those people scattered about like hollow trunks of fallen dead trees. So, do you see any survivor amongst them? Then, with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, a flock of black birds appeared. They picked the dead bodies up and threw them into the sea. Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam then left that area and went to Makkah al-Mukarramah with few believers who had embraced their faith and started living there. Umayyad Islamic brothers, please, please ponder for a while. These accounts are mentioned in Quran, how previous nations were destroyed. Those nations refuted their prophets and disobeyed Allah. And in result, they were destroyed and wiped off from the face of this earth. Disobedience of Allah is a cause of punishment from Him. We should also repent. We should also please Allah through pious acts. There are many sins which are being committed in this day and age. When will we repent? May we learn from these accounts of previous nations that whatever and whenever Allah wills, He can do that. If He wills, He can cause destruction through wind, the wind which possesses oxygen, which is a necessity for life. But He can even destroy through that. That water which is a blessing, we cannot survive without it. The same water as flood can destroy entire villages. The viewers, we should have a complete trust in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's authority, and we should also have hope upon His mercy, because faith is defined as something in between hope and fear. It said, Al-Iman bayna al-khawfi wal-rija. So faith is something in between fear and hope. We shouldn't be fearless to that extent that we say, doesn't matter, Allah will forgive, do whatever you want. And we shouldn't have fear to the extent that we become hopeless, that we think I won't be forgiven. We should have balance of fear and hope. Anyways, I hope that we will repent and make tawbah. We'll look at our shortcomings and try to rectify ourselves.